Let's see if she picks up. Hello. Oh, I am. Oh, okay. Well, whenever you're ready. Let's see if this works. At least it sounds better. Well, here we go. 1 second.
Are you shady?
What?
Are you shady?
What?
The Shade Parade.
And welcome back to another episode of The Shade Parade. Like a Chromatica payola thong made out of murder hornets. I'm just a little prick. I am at I Hate Vicky Villainess. And she's always complied with the CDC guidelines of not touching her face by doing her makeup with her feet. Welcome my co-host, Ari Kiki.
Yes, please.
You're an asshole. That's nothing new, though.
No. Seclusion has only made me more of an asshole.
Hello,
how are you doing? What's new with you? What's going on?
I can relate. I feel like my patience level has definitely deteriorated over this period.
I just don't want to hear.
I don't have the time of day for. Like, I have all the time. Go ahead.
No. It's fine because we're not talking over each other now. So, like, I can hear you as I'm talking. So it's fine.
Same.
I'm just saying that, like, I don't have time. I don't have time for your stories. I don't have time for your bullshit. I'm just not. No, I don't want to donate to your organization.
Oh, no. See, like, I really prided myself on having, like, a high tolerance for people. And I feel like because I don't have any distractions, I don't have a day job, I don't have drag. I have all the time in the world. I don't want to spend it on bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend it on bullshit. I mean, I don't want to spend it doing much anyways. I've never been on unemployment, and this is a very weird feeling.
Yeah.
I really thought I'd be a lot more proactive during this time, but, like, lazy has set in for sure. Procrastination here and there. Like, when I set my mind on something, I'm doing it, but, like, exercise is not one of those things, and it really needs to be. And, like, I cleaned up my room here and there throughout the period, but there's still stuff I would like to tackle. I have to get rid of wigs. I have to get rid of clothes, I think. I think I have too much clothes. I came to find out. So, in my day-to-day in the past, mm-hmm. before the quarantine, mm-hmm. I would drop off my laundry at the laundromat. I usually had like 3 to 4 bags of laundry. I would drop one off, pick one up, drop another one off, leave it there. So, like, it became like this system. I didn't realize how much clothes I owned until this kicked in. And all the laundromats are like, we're not doing drop-off service. You have to come pick up your shit. And now I have... My dresses are packed. Uh-huh. My closet is full. I have 2 bags of clothes that are dirty from before the quarantine, and I have 1 bag of clean clothes that I can't put away. Why do I own this much clothes?
That's a lot of clothes.
And how do you see me in everything? Like, I feel like I wear the same shit over and over again.
Yeah, you're like a cartoon character that wears, like, the same, like, stock outfit.
I have the uniform. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
So, I don't know.
When I'm in drag, it's either a little dress or a jumpsuit.
None of those.
Those are my defaults. No. And then when I'm out of drag, it's usually like a sweater, a zip-up sweater, a hoodie, a t-shirt, and sweats or jeans, depending on how fat I am.
That day.
Like, you're right. I do definitely have like a stock look.
Yeah.
I have my extras uniform ready.
Yeah, you should, like,
I'm ready to be in the background.
See if some of your children can use some of these clothes.
None of my kids wear the stuff. Like, okay, maybe Lola, but Katrina definitely doesn't, like, wear the stuff that I wear. She's all about a leotard, long sleeves. Yeah. And I like to have as much...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I
usually
I
like to have as much...
boy clothes, though.
So for a period, Lola was living in my neighborhood temporarily, and I was looking forward to like having her come by and like just grab shit. But since the quarantine kicked in, she's moved back downtown. And I'm just like, damn, like I wish she would have made it up here. And like, so I have so much stuff. And there's they're both smaller than me.
Just put it outside. You live in the Heights. Somebody's gonna take it. You know somebody's gonna take it.
Oh yeah.
And
happened before.
If you put stuff outside, you might come downstairs 20, 30 minutes later and see somebody selling it down the block. You know that's so true. Real. You know that'll happen. I've seen
so
that.
So fucking real. If I lived closer to 207, so I'm on Dyckman, which is basically the equivalent of 200 Street in Manhattan. But on 207, which is just like three or four blocks, it's weird. The math doesn't add up here. But it's about two or three blocks away. And every weekend, there's like droves of people who throw sheets on the, like a tarp on the floor and sell their wares. And it's like, one sneaker here, mm-hmm. some pots and pans there, some 1980s appliances.
You'll see a pair of sneakers with the laces tied together, and they might be a little weathered. It's only because they took them off of the fire pole or from the
right the electricity line. So yeah, it definitely like I feel like it would happen more frequently. There is a thrift shop on my block, but I don't imagine they buy, especially not in this climate.
Oh hell no.
They are open for us for I don't know what the reason they're open for is, but they're open for business.
To be a super spreader.
To
be a super spreader.
they're bug chasers.
Ooh, bitch, you sound like
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, the meth gala.
Yeah, oh yeah, we'll get into her later.
Oh, we can talk about the meth gala.
Oh, you want to get into her
we
now?
Can talk about her now. I mean, I didn't really do much this week. I don't have much to report on.
I mean, we didn't partake, so it wasn't our cup of tea. We weren't invited.
I wasn't invited. I was too colored.
Not really. Apparently, there were a few people of PLC descent there. I won't touch that though.
Not usually their brew at these types of events.
Were you not privy to the conversation I was having in the group chat?
Oh no, I was, but for
okay, we're just giving context for the audience.
For podcast purposes,
yes. Yeah. So there was in the first few videos I saw. So for those of you who are unaware, earlier this week, Monday night going into Tuesday, apparently some Hell's Kitchen gays decided to throw a house party in the style of a circuit party.
A Rona rave.
A Rona raid. What'd you say?
A Rona rave. Yeah.
So it's been dubbed unofficially as the Rona rave or the Meth Gala due to the fact that it happened to fall on the first Monday of May, which usually is Met Gala night.
Oh, I thought they were calling it the Meth Gala because it lasted for 19 and a half hours.
That possibly could have applied as well. it's not my lifestyle. I don't know these things. But a couple of the individuals at the party decided to go on Instagram Live or in their Insta stories and share like them partying at the house with no mask on. It must have been at least 15 to 25 people, I want to say, in the household. Everyone dancing. But the funny thing is, a couple of videos that they played up, and they were like timestamps because, you know, like it says, this was posted, like, if you go back and watch the story, it tells you this was, like, posted 13 hours ago. This was posted, like, 2 hours ago. Yeah. And so the funny thing is, at one point, some videos were circulating from the different timestamps, and they were playing the same Dua Lipa song in both videos.
Oh.
But what I was mentioning to you before is that there were, most of it were white-presenting men. From what I did catch here and there was a female presenting individual in the background in one of the videos, and there definitely was at least 2 to 3 people of color, one clearly of a person of color, who also happens to be a nightlife individual drag queen.
Say her name. Say her name.
I will not.
I will. I'm not friends. And bitch, it's out there. Like, why? We're not being messy. It's out there. Reporting on things that have already happened.
That's true. If you want to say it, you can say it. I will not.
Need your bell.
There you go. So, the crazy thing is, I was saying in the group chat, it's like, I know her from in passing in the past. I don't know her super well. I do know that she is part of the Circuit Queen circles, because I've seen her at, like, I've seen her post videos at, like, Alegria and, like, the Meat Party and other types of, like, scenes in that nature. I've seen other queens also part of that scene that did not partake at the Rona Rave or the Met Gala. So it was just... It sucks that, you know, people are doing these things in this climate and putting themselves and others at risk. But the hypocritical part was that the DJ at the event had been posting for weeks about, like, stay home, wear your mask, wash your hands, all this, like, precaution shit.
A self-righteous
girl. Meanwhile, he's at this party, shirtless, with no mask on.
Oh, no, girl. The best part was his mask was around his neck. Ugh. Like a pair of extra, like useful. He had an extra pair of headphones, and he was just being trendy.
Yeah, there you go. It's a look. And then so at first he tried to, like, backtrack and, like, say, you know, he was pressed for coins, which I understand, but there's ways to navigate that and not be exposing yourself or others. So I don't know.
Yeah, it all sounds.
He gave, like, a half-assed apology. And then half of the people that were there were, like, making their Instagrams private and changing their Instagram handles. Some people wouldn't find them.
Well, just there was messy. Another queen who was going around with, like on a hunt. She wanted names.
Oh, yeah.
And she...
A couple of queens wanted names. I know kind of Tina Burner and Logan Hardcore kind of were, like, the spearheaders of that, And I don't know if they got names of everybody, but I know, like, there was another Instagram account, I think it's called Pet Shop Boys New York, was, like, sharing every video they could find. And then there was stories that, like, some of the patrons of the Rona Rave were going to the Fire Island Pines. They were spotted on the ferry, getting on the ferry. Bitch. And I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. They're like, they're taking the monster over there.
Oh, bitch. It's like the 80s all over again.
It's, yeah, it's very much similar
dun,
to that.
Dun, dun. Am I allowed to say that?
No, it's very much Party Monster. But yeah, it's just sad. The choices were made. But, you know, hopefully you live.
And yeah, hopefully you learn. Hopefully you survive this.
I'm going to take a swing.
And you can look back at your stupidity. But I say all of that to say I'm jealous I wasn't invited.
You're jealous of what?
I wasn't invited.
Yeah, you weren't going to go, girl. That's not your scene.
I wasn't going to go. I wouldn't have gone.
No. I mean, you don't want to be part of this cancel culture. The gays have nothing else to do. Everyone has a pitchfork.
Oh, bitch. And an Instagram and a Twitter. They have nothing to do. They are coming for Tyra Banks about her gap tooth comments back in 2008.
I saw that.
And, like, bitch, they have nothing to do. Nothing.
Look, we can only yell at 45 butts so many times. It just falls on deaf ears. So they have to find a new... We have to find a new person to cancel.
They said Model Land will not open because you don't like gap teeth. I'm offended. Girl, shut up. I feel that I am very attacked because you talked about my gap tooth. And sometimes I might whistle between words. But I can still be a model. Just whack. Just lame.
It's very true.
Like,
very true.
Heidi in Closet can do this, and Danielle paved the way for her.
A gap is not a disability, and even if it was a disability, you could still be a model. There's nothing that can stop you from being a model.
There is only one person who I knew who had a gap big enough to register as a disability. And
Say that again.
There is only one bitch who I knew who had a gap wide enough to register as a disability. And I think...
I think I know who you're referring to.
I think it'd be hard not to.
And she thought she was a model too, because she did photo shoots left and right. Don't get it twisted.
And there you go.
I used to have a gap growing up.
Did you?
Yeah.
I never knew this.
Well, because I have a fake tooth, so it never came into play.
Oh, so your fake tooth just covers your gap. Okay, I see the witchcraft.
Yeah, so between the fake tooth and the braces, I've only had one swig of wine so far. Oh, the braces and the fake teeth kind of work together to remove the gap. I also had bottom teeth that were like italic.
Oh yes.
They were slanted back.
Yes. Your bottom teeth were written in cursive.
In cursive, yes. I have one that I feel has like leaned back since the braces. I had a retainer and I forgot how I broke it, but I broke it. So I don't have a retainer anymore, but the teeth for the most part have stayed where they need to stay.
Oh, but I have to order another retainer.
I mean, have you felt your teeth shifting since you stopped wearing a retainer?
No, and I haven't stopped wearing my retainer. It's just that with Invisalign, they send you a new retainer every 6 months or every year. You're supposed to get a new retainer. Just because they're plastic, and I assume that they would wear out.
Oh, it's just out of like sanitary reasons.
Yeah, well, also that. Also, in the midst of Rona, you might wanna change some things.
You might wanna
change some things, wash some things, get some things that are new.
Oh yeah, yes, yes, yes. I think I used to put my retainer in like Listerine overnight sometimes.
See, I feel like I did that to mine once, and it turned blue.
I mean, it's just a retainer. You're not wearing it around, like. Just tell them you're using like a blue light on your teeth.
Now, did you do anything this week? Did you do anything interesting? I guess I should say.
I had a week. Let me start the timer. We're gonna try and cap me and my rambling ass to 15 minutes. So my week. Friday we watched Drag Race and we kikied afterwards. I don't remember. I think like we were on for like 2-3 hours, I want to say. Yeah, afterwards.
It was a little hard to get through, I'm not going to lie. Even though it was like the Vanessa Williams episode of Celebrity Drag Race, which I'm here for. Mm-hmm. I love, you know, she's a huge inspiration in my drag and life. But that was a lot. That was a lot. She need a cocktail.
There's a lot of crying in that episode.
Yeah, like
Miss Lonnie Love couldn't stop crying.
Lonnie needs to watch some playback of some things and know when to step into her light and when not to. Specifically, when
she said she had a moment with Ross Matthews that I could relate to.
What?
He said something to her about like being the funny one and not feeling sexy or not feeling confident or something to that effect. And I was like, oh, girl, the nerves. Like, don't cry. But I have to go back and watch it and see that moment. But yeah, so that was Friday. Saturday, the weekend, you know, everything kind of just meshes everything together. Blurs. I don't remember stuff.
Yeah, that's why I don't even have a week to talk about because I don't even know what the fuck I did this week. I don't know how
I want to say Saturday
than last week.
It's all this. Well, you don't really go anywhere. You don't have no one to see. So, like, I understand your plight.
That part. Sorry.
I can't relate, but I can. You know, I understand your plight. Saturday, I went to the park with Hector, if I'm not mistaken. Was it Hector or Marjorie? One of those two. I went to the park with one of those two. Saturday, because I went on this long, crazy walk. I hit my 6,000 steps on Saturday.
Okay.
So I went on this crazy walk with Marjorie. We went like hiking in the woods. It wasn't planned. It just happened because I took the wrong road. We were walking by the highway for at one point. I felt like the Native American in the old commercials where he tears with one eye.
Oh, God. Come on, throwback.
Reference. I think the commercial was actually from the 70s, if I'm not mistaken, but I could
it's
be wrong.
It's probably from the 70s. I don't think anybody gave a shit about the environment in the 80s. Hence why we're about to have winter in New England next week.
Winter is coming. It's May and winter is coming, girl.
All year round.
Girl, plot twist. Game of Thrones was foreseeing the future for us.
It was. Winter is coming, and there is dead walking amongst us.
Oof.
I mean, they're dead to the military anyway.
Let's leave the meth gal alone.
Oh, no, I was talking about people with COVID. But go on.
So then Sunday, I met up with Monique for a little bit in the park. I hadn't seen her in a few days. And then Marvin took his bike up here and we all kind of did like a social distance, hang out at the park. We sat on different benches and just watched the river and the sun, got some sun. I was like, this would have been a good day to bring a bottle of wine with me to the park.
That sounds good.
But the cops are out up here.
I believe it.
Like downtown, they're out and handing out masks and stuff. I don't think they're going to do anything to the people up here, per se.
Oh.
I've heard horror stories in Harlem and Brooklyn with the cops. My neighborhood is, for being uptown, it's very Caucasian. So I don't think the cop...
Which I'm sure... that's another reason why I'm glad I'm not in my neighborhood right now.
I don't think they would have bothered you either.
I don't know. I don't know about that. They hunt niggas for sport out there right now. Like, I'm not... I'm staying my black ass in the house.
Yeah, you'd lose your mind at the house. I know you.
Well,
you
yeah,
are.
I know.
So we hung out at the park for like 3 or 4 hours, and then Marvin went home. Hector met up with me, and then we went to Aldi's. To get dinner because Hector's been meaning to cook for me, and we got there before they closed. He picked up. There was slim pickings because it was a Sunday evening.
Are you guys running into this the meat shortage that's happening?
I'm not out purchasing meat like that, so I can't say. Mm. But when we got there, again, it was end of the day, so it may have just been the case because of what time it was and what they had put out for the day. They had lots of seafood, but not very much meat and chicken, turkey options at that point. So we just grabbed, they had these like seasoned tomato and basil chicken cutlets. So he picked that up and some... We came home. When I was about to go pay, I realized my debit card was no longer in my pocket.
That
had fallen out of my pocket.
That was this week that happened to you.
Yeah. So my debit card at some point had fallen out of my pocket while I was at the park on Sunday. Because I had made a purchase in the morning when I met up with Monique. We stopped at a cafe and bought like some bacon, egg, and cheese and coffee. So we could sit at the park together. But at some point in the park, I must have dropped... And, you know, cars don't make that much noise when they fall. It's not like you drop your keys or yourself when you hear, like, a hard thud.
Yeah.
So I didn't... And also, if I was sitting on the bench, there was grass underneath me. So if it fell off while I was on the bench, it fell off and I wasn't going to hear it. So I froze my card. I always carry a little bit of cash with me just in case. So I was able to pay for my goods. And I went to Hector's house. We cooked dinner. He made grilled chicken... with pasta and red sauce. he used gnocchi. Is that how you say her?
Potato pasta?
Yes. Well, she was cute. And what did we watch? I can't remember what we watched. I don't know if it was... I think we watched Birds of Prey, because I've been meaning to get into it.
We talked about this. I fucking love Birds of Prey. I mean, we talked about the...
Yeah, it's such an underrated film. It's so good. It's not great, but it's definitely amusing. And I think they just named it wrong, and I think that's part of the reason it didn't do well.
But, you think it should have been named Harley Quinn or something?
Harley Quinn, and then you could have been like, and the Birds of Prey, or Harley Quinn and the forming of the Birds of Prey, or something. Like, the Birds of Prey don't come together, spoiler alert, to like the last 20 minutes of the movie. But you meet them all throughout the entire film, but they don't get together till the end. So we watched that. I think we watched some other things.
Well, honestly, that's kind of like the Avengers. Like, you have all of the Avengers for like the first part of like the movie, but like you don't actually get the Avengers together until like the last 20 minutes of the film.
Well, also with the Avengers, most of them had individual films beforehand.
True.
All except the woman. You kind of already know the characters.
All except the woman.
Right. And then also with DC, DC already has enough cards stacked against them when it comes to the movie industry. So, like, why make it more difficult for yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Do you hear me? Okay. Yeah. So then...
I'm trying my browser right now, and I'm trying something new today.
No worries. Let me see where I'm at on time. I'm nervous. 6 minutes. Okay. So Monday, I woke up bright and early, and I traveled to the Bronx because, thanks to the Rona, TD Bank only has like 2 locations open in Manhattan and 1 location open in the Bronx. So the Manhattan locations are all the way down in like the Financial District and the World Trade Center area. And I'm like, I'm not riding a train all the way downtown to deal with whatever's there. Because I imagine if these are the only locations available in Manhattan, it's got to be busy as fuck.
True.
And I don't know what your situation... I'm assuming you're just working off your debit card when you're out there, right? So, here in New York, every morning, all the banks have long lines.
Well, I imagine.
People trying to access their money. People trying... Like, it's... Like, here on Dyckman, the Banco Popular and the Chase always have like a line that's like 10 to 15 people deep outside the store. Of people trying to, especially on Mondays and like Fridays and stuff, like when money hits banks, you know? So I went up to the Bronx. It was like a 4-stop ride on my train. I got there. There was like maybe 8 people in front of me because they had an outside teller situation. And after 45 minutes, I was able to get a new debit card.
That's not terrible.
No, it's not terrible. Thankfully, it was nice outside. It wasn't raining. I didn't want to wait just because I've been really good about not using my credit cards during this period and just relying on whatever money's in my account. Since I'm not spending crazy on myself or anything like that, just needs for the most part, food here and there, and the weekly booze run. Monday we had makeup with Kiki. My guest this week was Katrina because it was Cinco de Mayo. It was fun kikiing with her. I don't really get to spend time with the kids that often beforehand. Like, I would have to go to one of their shows. So it was nice to like have that moment with Katrina. I had that moment a few weeks ago with Lola. And Katrina was going for like a sugar skull, kind of just skull face. And since it was May the 4th be with you, I wanted to do something like spacey. And it took forever for me to figure out where my face was going. Even when I was done, I still did not know what the fuck the face was. But the wig somehow brought it together. And I filmed a few TikToks with that. And then Tuesday, I had to go into work to just navigate a few personal things. They had done a deep cleaning at the office. So they asked me if I could come in and just kind of like straighten up my area. I had a lot of shit under my desk. I didn't realize I had 4 wigs I had ordered before the quarantine that were under my desk. So that was a fun little surprise. Everything still has lace on them. So I have to cut all this lace off these wigs and figure out what I'm getting rid of to replace these.
Oh my god! Speaking of wigs, I ordered something.
Oh, she felt some kind of way.
You know how I am about like supporting my friends who are like doing, like who are especially like my artist friends who like make shit. So I
yeah Do you want to hold on to this for your 15 minutes?
Go
Hello?
On. Go on. I'm shutting my fat ass up.
Just make a note. So I have 2 minutes left. Okay. So I cleaned up. I put away some dolls. I dusted. I Windexed and tackled a few other things. And then I came home. I was dropped off on 181st. Found out that my favorite Chinese food place that me and Hector go to was open again. So I picked up Chinese food and I went over to Hector's and we watched. He made me watch Star Wars for the third fucking time. The new Star Wars that came out in December.
Oh, I never saw it.
You never saw it? Oh, well, you're not big on Star Wars.
I am now. Now that you got me into it, I've been into it now, but
I just didn't
see it.
I think I wanted you to come with me. I'm not sure, but when it was out in theaters. So yeah, check that out on your Disney Plus when you get a minute. And then Wednesday, I had to trek down to Harlem to look after my best friend's apartment. You had closed down your storage, so I was at your place waiting for the boxes to get dropped off. And I just hung out at your apartment for a little bit. I had Sean meet me afterwards just so we could keep... he wanted to come upstairs. I was like, girl, I'm not trying... you're being messy, so like, I'm not trying to be in close quarters with you for a long period of time.
Oh, you might have the Rona. You can't.
Is that wrong of me to say?
You can't breathe in my mouth in this space. No.
Besides Hector, everyone I've met has been outside, and Hector I know hasn't been doing anything. So, Hector, like myself, hasn't really been doing anything.
Right.
And then today, today I didn't do shit. I ordered wine. My weekly wine restock.
That's something.
4 bottles every week.
Wow.
$60 ticket on my account.
Nice. That's better than what I'm dealing with, because I'm definitely doing about $100 a week in wine, but
I feel like there's something I'm missing, but I'm at 30 seconds and I'm gonna call it an end right there.
Buzz. Yeah, I didn't really do anything this week.
How was your
except,
week?
I emptied out my storage.
You filmed some content?
I did film some content, true. So I'm doing this new thing on Tuesdays called Multiface, where I release a video of me doing my makeup in various different styles. And last week was a basic drag look. And I'm working on something this week. I'm actually like experimenting right now as we're recording this on like a melty clown Barbie doll something. I'm not really sure where this face is going, but I wasn't sure where the original face was going. So it'll be interesting.
You got to break out of the box.
Yeah. And you know, I started drag as a club kid. So this is definitely something that's really close to home for me. It's a lot more... It's breaking out of the realm of just female illusion and into
right
conceptual shit that I just dream up in my brain and decide to make happen.
Yeah, that's kind of like how I met you.
Yeah.
So I like that you're going back to that.
Yeah, it's fun.
Are you revisiting that?
Yeah, I'm excited to see what I come up with. I do realize that I can't record while I'm doing the podcast because we laugh too much, and during moments like this, when I stop and I talk, I gesture a lot with my hands, so it was just a lot of editing. So I'm
why would you have to edit it out if you're doing like a time lapse?
Because it looks erratic. I look crazy.
that I think that would add to the character.
Yeah, true. I mean, I do like that.
You're Vicky Villeness.
Very true. I couldn't laugh maniacally.
I could imagine, like, yeah, exactly. Like, you're coming up with an evil plot. And, like... and even if you didn't... you could always just say in the voiceover, you could just be like, you know, I was doing this while I was recording the podcast, so, like, I'm reacting to the conversation, which you should tune into if you haven't already.
True. Come on, cross-promotion. Look at you. And I was the one that went to school for marketing.
Mm-hmm. I'm on a roll today. Really, I don't know what kicked in. I think it's the fact that I got a nap today.
Oh, grandma had her nap.
I woke up on the right side.
She had her disco nap, and she is ready to get. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I forgot to mention. I got Mario Kart on my Switch.
You got Mario Kart, yeah. I don't have Mario Kart yet, so enjoy it.
I thought you had it.
Enjoy the week and a half that you'll get to play with everyone, because you know they'll get bored afterwards.
Oh, totally. I couldn't figure it last night. No one can figure out how to get me into a room. But continue with your week, ma'am.
I got all of my fabric delivered from my storage unit back to my house. So there's just a bunch of fabric sitting in my living room now. Which,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think I'm part of me wants to get rid of it. The larger part of me wants to, like, come back for it and, like, bring it back with me and make some things while I have the time and the space.
Totally. But
a lot of the logistics just don't really make sense. Like, it just seems insanely expensive to register. Like, to get off the island, you have to pay. And to get back on the island, you have to pay $100. So it would be, like, $200.
What?
Yeah. So, like, I would have to...
Why do you have to pay $100 to get on the fucking island?
You have to pay for, like, a ferry reservation. So, like, in order to take the car... So, like, a regular person, like, just a person is $8 to take the ferry. But to get
a car on
the ferry is $106.
Oh, my God.
So, I can either...
That's crazy.
Spend $200 and... I mean, like, yeah, I have, like, three options. I could spend $200.
Well, it would be $200 plus what you spend on gas. Right.
Well, I have four options. I could spend the money to get to New York and gather it up and bring it back with me. I could throw it away. I could give it away.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could have it mailed to me. And the last option just, it's not viable, because then I would have to ask you or one of my other friends to, like, do a bunch of, like, physical labor for me. And I'm not, I don't vibe with that. It's not my, y'all know I would much rather do shit on my own.
At some point I do have to go back.
Than have people, like, do stuff
I know.
For me, you know? I'm just not that person.
At some point I do have to go back to your house, because I know Katrina wants to go dumping into
which
that.
Which is fine.
I opened up the bin, because you have, it's three boxes, it's four boxes and one bin. And then one of the boxes is really big, so I'm assuming that's where the mannequin is. I didn't open it. But the bin had a lot of fabric that I felt, the one bin I opened doesn't have a lot of stretch fabric,
mm-hmm.
but you know how to work with non-stretch.
Yeah.
I don't believe Katrina does. Or I don't believe Katrina has a lot of experience with non-stretch.
I'm going to be honest. So, I don't know how much of that fabric is actually knit.
Say it again?
I don't know how much of that fabric is knit. Like,
you don't know how much of that fabric
is I don't know
is
how
what?
Much of that fabric is actually stretchy fabric.
Right, right. There's no way of knowing. Until you open everything up.
Yeah.
And I don't want to make a mess.
I'll figure it out. I'll come back. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet, but it kind of sucks that, like, I held on to this fabric for all this time and I basically spent $1,100 holding on to it for a year. And I may
and not doing
just
anything
have
with
to
it.
Get rid of it.
And you might
throw
it out.
Yeah, and it really fucking sucks. And I'm tearing up a little bit, honestly, because, like, I held on to it until I got all of my materials. And then once I got all of my materials, I didn't have the space. And then when I had the space, I had to send the fabric away. And now that I have the fabric back, I don't have it with me. Like, I'm just like, okay, universe, I give up. Hands up. Okay, you made your point.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to move on from that. And then yesterday, you sent me, I don't know who it was, but Angel Electra, a former uh-huh. guest of the pod, friend of the pod,
yes.
Shared a video or a boomerang of a new endeavor that she's embarking on, which is styling wigs. So I just went ahead and bought the wig from her.
Oh.
Yeah, I just went.
Do you mind if I ask what she charged you for what you're
doing? It was $70.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all, girl.
So
not for what that is.
She's been working on... She's been doing hair for herself and Shay for at least a year or so.
Yeah,
now.
See, I didn't know that when I asked Shay about a wig before that I really wanted, I would have just asked Angel to make it for me if I would have known that she had done it.
If I would have known
that Angel was the one that was styling their hair.
Well, they both work on it.
Mm.
Angel, they both know how to sew and do hair, but Shay focuses on hair and Angel focuses on garments. But they're trying to become more versed in each other's realm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So they're like kind of, so they can kind of help each other. Because I know that like Angel was talking a few weeks ago about how Shay made her first, constructed her first garment for herself, or like really did a good job on something. So they're trying to help each other out. I mean, they live together. They're married. And they both do drag. So why not?
Brilliant.
You know?
Yeah. I love that. But
I do love that they have, like, matching outfits all the time.
I mean, I got my hair differently.
Not always, but, like, it's super cute.
No, I like it. I love that.
Is it in your traditional purple hair color?
Well, she didn't have
it
in purple,
shade?
So I got it in blue. But the blue kind of looks a little purple. Ooh. It's like a purpley blue, so I'm not mad at it. And, you know, with filters or whatever, I can make it look whatever color I want it to.
You could, also, if you're, it's a little risky, but if it's, like, styled in a certain way where it doesn't really move, you could always, like, spray purple into it with the hair. I don't know how well it'll take or how well it'll, like, because, you know, like, that purple hairspray, like, gets flaky after a while. So that's on you, but that's an option, I think, maybe.
And, I mean, that was pretty much my week, honestly. I'm sitting here now painting for Multiface for the next episode that will be released on Tuesday on my Instagram.
Maltes. And on your face, on your YouTube.
And on my YouTube. So if you're interested, you can check that out. Just search Vicky Villainess. Or, you know my Insta, I open every single episode of the Shade Parade with it, so if you haven't learned it by now, then go back and figure it out. But, do you need a refill?
No, I just drink shit out the bottle.
Okay, well, we're gonna take a break, we're gonna come right back, well, we're not gonna go anywhere, because we're not allowed to, but... When
we're gonna get you off of this kick, you're always outroing with the same kind of like... We're going to step away. We're going to go out for a walk. Like,
yeah, maybe we will go out
I'm gonna
for
go
a walk. That's what I'll do. I'm going to walk to the end of the driveway, and I'll be right back. Well,
I'm going to go scratch my ass.
You need to take out some extra time to do that? I mean.
You don't know my life.
When we return, we are going to do Flaming Topics. Don Lemon says, 45, don't care about black people. Fatphobic Media praises Adele's dramatic weight loss. Scream Queens makes a campy return, or is it? Marvel Comics gets non-binary. Ghost Rider, TV? And new twerk tunes for you to shake it to in your house. We'll be right here. And we are right here because, you know, we're responsible and did not go anywhere.
We're staying in place, you guys.
I mean.
Being responsible, stay in place.
So, on a recent episode of his show, Don Lemon confronts those Americans who, I guess... I don't know a better way to put it, but who hated President Obama. And he's really just asking, what about him did you hate so much?
You know what I want to call them?
What do you want to call them?
I want to call them MAGAmericans.
MAGAmericans? I like to call them MAGAs.
Mm-hmm.
how... Did you see any of this go down? Did you hear about any of this? Did you see this?
If it's the clip that I...
Sorry, go on.
I'm sorry?
No, so nothing. I was having a moment. I basically had a stroke. Go on.
Okay. If it's the clip that I believe it is, I did see it. I believe it was Don Lemon kind of like talking directly to 45 and asking him what his issue was with Obama, is with Obama. And, you know, and he just goes down like a laundry list of everything that Trump could possibly take issue with that he's been wrong about. Or just doesn't line up with. I don't know the right phrasing. It's not coming out of my mouth right now because I started drinking now.
Yay.
But it's everything that he can't catch up to. It's everything that he can't do right. And I was just like gooped and gagged. I love that since Don Lemon came out of the closet, she is here for the clap back.
It's not just since she came out of the closet. It's since she got snatched up by the Color Coalition, because she used to be wild back in the way back, not too long ago.
What do you mean by wild?
I don't know if it was Ferguson or there was one instance where I can remember back in the day where Don Lemon goes into like an inner city community and this is like after like a police shooting of an unarmed black man, surprise, CNN sent in the
only black,
the most non-threatening black they could find, and they sent Don Lemon in, and he proceeded to ask the residents or the people of this neighborhood like why they couldn't just stop doing this, or why they couldn't just stop killing each other, why they couldn't just like comply with the police or whatever. And ever since then, or maybe it's not since then, but during that whole period, black women namely have been up and betwixt them cheeks. And she seems to have changed her tune in recent years. That's all.
She kind of got shaken and was like, oh, I'm not really one of them, I'm one of y'all. And I need to represent properly. I can relate. I was one of those girls at one point in my life where like I was like, oh, I'm a Caucasian.
I mean,
I grew up. And then as you get older, you realize, oh no, ma'am, you're not Caucasian.
Yeah, I mean, you're reminded of it very quickly.
You're not one of us when it's not convenient to them. Oh, you know?
Yeah. You're reminded very quickly, but
life snatches you by the throat real fast.
So I can't not talk about Donald Lemon's case without talking about this, the unarmed black man who was shot jogging in his neighborhood in Georgia. I just want to acknowledge that it happened and say, I mean, like, what else can I say? Like, this is some bullshit. And like the fact that this happened months ago and these people have never been brought to justice and we know exactly who they are is just further proof of the long legacied and thriving institution that is racism in America. But I really don't need to give a whole ass dissertation on race relations in America right now, especially not from the point of view of a drag queen, because you already know how I feel about that bullshit, and let's just hope we get some justice.
I'm hoping that, you know, we vote blue this year. I'm not crazy about Biden, but and it's horrible to say. Biden's the worst of the two evils, and I feel like if either he gets into the office or Congress becomes more Democratic.
Oh my god. My god. So this is happening right now. It won't be breaking news when this airs. Jesus fuck.
What happened?
So Ahmaud Arbery was the name of the man who was shot in cold blood. And the prosecutor of Georgia has concluded that the two white men who shot Ahmaud Arbery were in perfectly legal territory. The police say this happened an hour ago. They do not see grounds for an arrest of the two men. And under Georgia law, this was perfectly legal. Their intent was to stop and hold a criminal suspect until law enforcement arrived. And they shot him 10 times. And that's perfectly legal. Welcome to America. Moving on. The fatphobic media praises Adele for her dramatic weight loss. Adele dropped her man. She dropped some weight. I mean, now we're really just waiting for her to drop that album that we know is coming, and it's going to be fire.
I wonder if it's going to sound different because she lost the weight.
How do you feel about the conversation around Adele's body, considering that Adele has made no statements herself?
As I clap my hands and get ready to open this pot that you just put in front of me.
Sorry, I opened one pot. I opened one pot, left it open, and then moved on to the next topic. Yeah, that's how we do it here. That's how we do it here. Keep the target moving, bitch.
I understand. we're going to keep this until under 15 minutes again. I am happy for her on her journey in life. The amount of, like, oh my God, and how beautiful she is commentary on social media is crazy.
I mean, it's a little gross.
Because,
yeah,
she was beautiful before. Let's get it together. And again, it's just our society focusing on looks, which is nothing new. It's not groundbreaking. But it's, you know, like, let's say, you know, quote unquote, if in like a year Lizzo drops like 200 pounds or whatever it is, how people are going to be like reacting and, oh my God, look at how beautiful she is. Like, no, stop doing that. Celebrate people for who they are, not what they look like. I don't know.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better. I think it's
a broken record here.
It's just weird, like, how, like, there's so many people who are like, oh my God, I love this artist. I love this artist from the beginning. I thought she was amazing from jump. And then she loses a couple of pounds and you're like, oh my God, she looks incredible. She's amazing. Show-stopping, never before. Like, that's strange, but sure, if that's how you want to ride out. I don't know. Do we need to make a commentary about her body? Like we haven't heard
absolutely not
new music from her in what, like 4 years at this point? And or was it 2 years, 3 years?
I think it's been longer.
But we would choose to, I don't know, talk about her weight loss. Like, I'm pretty sure she went through, like, a pretty traumatic divorce. And
Wasn't it, like, he got a lot of her money or something to that effect? Or he was supposed to be getting a lot of her money?
Yeah. Yeah, he cleaned Mama out.
And she's a mother. She has a child. There's a baby involved. There's a toddler somewhere in this picture.
I can just say that I am very ready for this album. Because Adele went through some traumatic changes, like dramatic changes over these last couple of years. And I want to hear her croon about it.
I can't wait to like be sitting in a dark room with a glass of wine, just crying my tears out, belting to numbers I have no business belting to.
Oh, bitch, that's me right now. That's just the Rona.
That's just a regular day.
Well, wishing Adele the best of luck. I can't wait to hear this new album, sis. Something else we heard, Scream Queens is making a campy return, or so we're hoping. Reports have said that Ryan Murphy is seeking out a way to bring Scream Queens back. Now, I suspect that he's just gonna make this a part of his Netflix deal that he has going on right now.
Correct. With I agree.
Hollywood and, like, Glee came on, but with Ryan Murphy. Like, he has to be a part of it, basically.
What do you mean?
He has to be, so, like, they brought Glee to Netflix, but Ryan Murphy but also not, got no, a bunch of, he also got a deal with Netflix.
Well, the thing was that he signed a deal with Netflix to create new content.
Yes. And this is that new content.
And then they had access to, I believe it came with the deal that some of his older material came along with it. I don't believe Netflix has Scream Queens. Because I know it's on Hulu. So I don't believe Netflix has access to Scream Queens at the moment. But there's been rumblings for a couple. So when the contract was first signed, people were rumbling about, like, maybe he's going to bring Scream Queens to Netflix. I remember seeing the first season of Scream Queen. Oh my God. Of Scream Queens. And being like, this is so campy and over the top. Niecy Nash was amazing
it's
in that.
It's so good. It's just campy in all the right ways.
The first season was great. And you know, it's a suspension of belief. It's not reality whatsoever. Yeah. As most of the stuff with Ryan Murphy as of late. I didn't get into the second season. Did you get into the second season?
I did. I've watched the entire series at this point.
You did? Okay. I know some of the characters return. I don't believe all of them did.
Yeah.
And I don't believe all of them would if he were to revamp it.
I mean, it's...
I figure Jamie Lee Curtis has nothing else to do.
True. But, I mean, it's a Ryan Murphy production, so you know you're gonna... There's a few things you know you're gonna get. You know you're gonna get divas from back in the day. You're gonna get new divas, mm-hmm. like new ingenues, who mm-hmm. you're already checking for.
Correct.
You're gonna get camp. You're gonna get gay boys. Lots of gay boys. And you're gonna get...
You're gonna get a lot of...
Melodrama.
Are you going to say what I think you're going to say?
What do you think I'm going
to say? Oh, you're going to get at least 5 Caucasian men with blue eyes and black hair.
Yes. Yes. They will, and they'll all be in the same scene together. Or he'll spread them out throughout the series to the point where you can't tell who's who. Or, like, if mm-hmm. this character has already been on screen, you're not going to be really sure because...
I can't with you. If it happens, it happens. I definitely have to get into the second season, or I feel like they'll, like, retcon the second season, because I don't feel like the second season was received that well.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited. I liked it. I do want to see the next, whatever this next season is.
Did it end with, like, a cliffhanger?
They all end with cliffhangers, but the second season was kind of stupid. Gotcha. The second season was undoubtedly stupider than the first.
All right, we're almost at the 15-minute mark.
Oh, well. Marvel Comics gets non-binary with Snowflake and Safe Space. They are non-binary twins. Safe Space is a typical jock with pink hair and a pink spandex outfit. And Snowflake is a non-gender-conforming individual with short blue hair and a binded chest, I believe. I don't know what their powers are. Well, no, Safe Space is like a force field, but I don't know what Snowflake's mm-hmm. powers are. It's kind of where I stopped reading.
So for context purposes, this actually dropped a month or so ago, this information. They're new characters in the comic books by Marvel. I believe it's... Do you remember what series it's
I
under?
I do not.
It's not X-Men. It's something else. But it didn't, for something, because it happened to drop, like the news hit around the same time the quarantine kicked in. So, like, I feel like it just got buried under everything. But also, it's problematic as fuck.
Why?
Because they named one of the characters Snowflake. And Snowflake is a very well-known term for red state people to call blue state people who are, like, delicate and fragile. Like,
yeah.
It's just, it's like a derogatory Democratic term. It's something in that envelope of terms or definitions. I'm not sure if I'm coming across right, but they were saying in one of the articles I read, they were like, "Oh yeah, we're just trying to like take back the term," and I'm like, I don't know if you can do that,
yes.
And I don't know if this is the right way to go about doing so, and I don't like. Thanks, but no thanks, sis. This is not what we asked for.
Yeah, that's like having a superhero called Nigga Man. Like, we're good. Oh. We're good. I'm so good on that. Thank you. I don't need to reclaim shit.
And then also the other one that the other name is Safe Space, which is something also commonly used in, like, queer circles and, like, it just, I think the intention was good. But it wasn't really, it's like when you hear about these stories where, like, a big company does something and you're like, where's the person in the room who identifies with this problem?
Yeah.
Not problem, but with this situation. Like,
where's the non-binary where was the POC? Person in the room who, yeah.
Right.
The non-binary
where
POC
was she? Where was
the room.
Where were they?
Weren't they in the room? Were they consulted? Is this their brainchild?
Who did you consult with to approve this? Because I'm sure someone would have told you this was not a good idea. I get what you were trying to do. This was not it. This was not the tea, sis.
Bad idea, sis. Sheesh. So there's also rumors about Ghost Rider getting a TV show, which I'm excited for, but...
Wasn't there a Ghost Rider movie? Or was there supposed
there
to be
was,
a Ghost Rider
there was
movie?
A Ghost Rider movie with Nick Cage back in the day.
Oof.
And it
Oof.
Was... It was bad.
It was a choice.
It was a choice.
I was never big on Ghost Rider. Were you big on Ghost Rider? I know you were a comic reader also when you were growing
up.
Yes,
I was.
Right?
But I wasn't... I didn't really care about Ghost Rider story.
Yeah, I didn't really care about Ghost Rider stories either. I actually was... I was big on Marvel, I want to say. I preferred Marvel over DC growing up. Same. I think.
Well, I mean, if it's coming, then I'm curious. But it's all going to be on Disney Plus anyway.
We'll watch.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we'll
but,
watch.
Like you were saying, I'm just waiting for this shit to drop. And I can't believe that Disney hasn't made it available sooner. Like.
What?
Any of these Marvel shows. Are they still in post-production?
None of it was finished.
Oh, really?
Nothing was finished. Yeah.
That's bananas.
Captain and Falcon. Captain America? What
Bucky
was it called?
And Falcon.
Winter Soldier and Falcon. That one. Whatever the fuck it's
yeah.
called. That one was almost wrapped, but then it got stopped. Because it was stopped due to... It was filming, I think, something in Puerto Rico. And between the weather conditions and quarantine... It like both factors kind of fucked it up from finishing. I also don't know how far along they got along with Scarlet Witch and Vision, because they had enough to give you a trailer
yeah.
that included some of that. And I feel like they filmed most of it, but they need to hold on to that until they get closer to Doctor Strange, because it's supposed to tie in.
Well, they did release.
So I don't know.
They did release dates that they're trying to do. Releases for
everything got pushed back to next year for the most
except
part
except for Black Widow, which is supposed to come out at the end of next month
supposedly.
But you know, if we can't go outside, Marvel is not about to skip out on their dollars, so you can kiss that next year.
We'll see what happens, girl.
Well,
I just want some new stuff.
Well, you got some new stuff. This week alone, we got some new twerk tunes. Demi Lovato gives her single I Love Me an early aughts remix with Travis Barker of Blink 182. And Savage gets an EDM treatment with another remix from Major Lazer. Kim Petras just dropped her new bop, a new summer bop, Malibu. And Chromatica is set for May 29th. So there you go. The more you know. You got some new materials.
I do appreciate these musical artists dropping new music while we're all stuck in quarantine. Because, like, at least we have something to listen to. And it's something they can work on remotely from home in most cases. Because a lot of these artists have studios at home.
Yeah.
A lot of these bigger artists can rephrase that. Brenda? Hmm?
You're not going to use it. I'm excited. I'm glad that we got a... Can you hear me?
Yeah, no, you're glad that we got that conversation or something.
I'm glad that we got a release date for Chromatica finally. We're supposed to get a her first single on the 15th, supposedly. Fingers crossed. I don't know if we're actually going to get that. It's supposed to be the one with Ariana Grande. But who knows?
It would be her second single because the first one was the other one.
Yes, Stupid Love. You're right. And this new Kim Petras song is catchy.
Malibu. I can't get into it yet.
Really? Oh, bitch. No. It's
too Caucasian for me.
I want big titties, big hair, big blonde hair, and a pink convertible. And I just want to drive around Malibu. Yes.
Bitch, you never even been to Malibu.
I haven't, but I want to go now.
Y'all can't even spell Prague.
Okay. So do you want to take another break
No worries. I do enjoy the Demi Lovato emo version of,
oh my God,
that song was. I could get into lip syncing that because it's very much like late 90s, early 2000s. And I love that she pulled Travis Barker out of the woodwork with his drums. He's the drummer from Blink 182,
if I'm not mistaken. He's not out of the woodwork. He's been around. He's still be doing a thing.
Oh, yeah? What have you heard from him lately?
Wasn't he on... I mean, like, he just did something with Major Lazer.
He did something with Major Lazer?
Yeah. He's like on the new
Major. I have to look
he's
into
on the
that.
New, no, not Major Lazer. He's on the new Steve Aoki album.
You're missing everything together. You're making everything. You're making some gumbalaya over there with these conversations, these stories. And actually, I really do like this Savage remix with Major Lazer, and I really hope someone mashes it together with the Beyonce version.
I'm obsessed with every version of this. I want a mashup.
Okay, I'm not tired of it.
I want a mashup. I want the original with the Beyonce, with the Major Lazer to finish it off with. Mm-hmm. But I want a full 15-minute just playthrough.
I need a mixtape version, basically.
Yes, give me all the beats. Do you want to do... Well, that's Flaming Topics.
Let's take a little breather.
Let's take a break.
Yes, queen, yes, queen, yes, queen!
Malibu! Bitch!
You just startled me, bitch.
Malibu! Bitch! Okay.
Because I'm like looking stuff on my Instagram, and I wasn't sure if it was something that was playing in the background or if it was your stupid ass.
Okay.
This is really starting.
And we're here. We're going to start with our advice section of the podcast that we have, our newly minted advice section of the podcast. We call this With a Grain of Salt. And in this section, we read letters that you, the audience, has sent to us asking for advice. And just for future reference, any questions that you send to us and you don't tell us to specifically say your name, we're going to keep you anonymous on the show. So this first question comes for your safety and for those involved.
You never know.
So this first question comes from the Cookie Monster. They say, I'm not sure if this is suitable advice question for the podcast, but here goes. I've given up on eyebrow grooming since I've been quarantined. What would be some interesting slash amusing makeup looks to do with a unibrow? Do you wanna go first?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So I gather that this individual is looking for an actual, like, everyday look with the unibrow, because I do know who asked this question, and I don't imagine that they're trying to go for, like, something out there and wild. I could be mistaken.
Oh, okay. Thanks for giving me context, because I was going to tell you to do a full Frida Kahlo.
I mean, that's not out of the ordinary. That's definitely something I was considering also, doing like a whole Frida Kahlo look.
Yeah, girl, put a flower in your hair.
Put a whole a flower crown.
Embrace your Mexican heritage. If you want to color. Or embrace somebody else's Mexican heritage, at least.
Well, don't appropriate. Be careful, girl. if you want to color independent, the mustache, that's on you.
Oh, now we're getting detailed.
I know this past... I know that this past week I had done a makeup look on my Insta that ended up having a unibrow situation because I didn't know what the fuck I was doing with my face. But it was very, like... I was going for, like, a space alien look. Someone had asked me... I use, like, these makeup pearls... And I had used them under my goatee area.
Mm-hmm.
So I could suggest to you, if you want to work around the unibrow situation, you can always put, like, stones or jewels to cover up the situation.
Is this for every day? I mean, I'm for it. You know this me, bitch. I'm sitting here making my eyes look like cat eyes right now. So, like, I'm fine with that.
I'm not saying do like a whole rhinestone eye mask situation.
Oh, but more like, I'm just like, more like maybe jewels.
Yes. Think of like going to like not a runner rave.
Yes! But like a regular. But you better do your makeup like you're going to the runner rave. Put some glitter in it.
Like maybe like a little. Do like a little sign, yeah. Not glitter, because I feel like glitter's gonna look weird. But like, if you put like sort of like stones, a light sprinkling of stones or pearls, if you're able to get like the pearls that I was able to get from Abracadabra, any kind of like, you know how like they do like the bindis in Indian culture. I wouldn't go down that road. Because that's borderline appropriation.
I mean, if you're staying in the house and you're not taking pictures.
But then why are you bothering? I mean, to each their own. I'm not gonna come for you.
Yeah. I don't know. I think if you're trying to do like a unibrow as an everyday look, I would honestly take a little mascara wand, like a mascara spoolie, an empty one, brush it up, make it look wild, put some gel in it, and push all of the hairs up and give it that like nice bushy brushed out look. Maybe add a little eyeshadow on the tails just to get a nice sharp little like snatch at the end, and rock her, walk out into the sunlight, unibrow full, right out, bushy browed and ready to meet the world. Just go.
I hate you so much.
What?
The entire time you're saying this, I'm gritting my teeth like that Christy Teigen gif at the award show. She's like, ooh.
Why? Why? I think you could...
Because I know you're not running around with a spoolie, oh, or whatever it's called, and doing that to your brows. Because I know you're serving unibrow up in the vineyard at the moment.
Oh, no. I am no longer serving unibrow, because the first week I had a unibrow, I took my clippers to it. The second week I had a unibrow, I went online and learned how to thread my brows. And after I healed from that, I then found a pair of tweezers and took those bitches to this monster this morning. So... yes, my eyebrow is a single entity that I have chosen to divorce and separate.
Her unibrow likes to make it very well known that she is of Latino descent.
Mm-hmm. She breaks in and just starts rolling R's. And it's like, bitch, relax. Relax.
I can't with you.
So another question that we have, I hope we helped with your unibrow sitch.
Yes, I hope we did help.
But yeah, be proud, stand in it. And like, James St. James once said, if you got a hump, throw some glitter on it and go dancing, honey. Just, you know, celebrate what you got, boo.
I don't know if that's the best person to go to for advice.
Listen, I got these two stumpy ass legs, and I just pop on five inches of wood or foam or whatever at the ends of them, and then I go out and I have a good time.
Can't.
Someone wants to know what our proudest accomplishment is. And do you want to answer this question, or are we just moving on from that?
My proudest accomplishment, I really don't. I don't know.
I don't know, bitch.
Breaking into my own, kind of figuring myself out over
that's
the years.
That's something to be very proud of.
I'm not 100% there, and I don't think anyone is always
100%
there.
I don't think anyone ever gets to that, but I mean, being comfortable with yourself is definitely a...
Yeah. I'm not 100%, but definitely I'm like, in certain ways, I'm in a better mental place and a better, like, space than I have been in the past. I'll put it that way.
That's good.
It's a very, like, open-ended.
Yeah.
Non-descriptive.
Yeah. I am who I am, and I'm proud.
Oh, and I'm famous. And I like to believe I'm famous, so that also helps.
Okay. Okay. She likes to believe she's famous.
It's the confidence, girl. I wish I had fried chicken also today, but I had no business.
I haven't had fried chicken in months. I wish.
You can make it.
I could, but that's a lot of frying, and I don't really
That's a lot of who?
Frying.
What else do you have to do?
Not a goddamn thing.
Ma'am.
I'll fry chicken tomorrow for dinner.
You have all day to fry some chicken. Have someone else make the sides and call it a day.
I think maybe my proudest moment is graduating from fashion school, going to FIT, like getting into FIT and like surviving that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
But also another proud moment is like moving to New York, like... A lot of people, their dreams are to, like, grow up and be rich and famous and, like, own a ton of property. Honestly, my dream when I was growing up was to, like, live in New York City and be a fashion designer and to be an artist. And, like, I did that. Like, so I'm really proud. Like, I am really happy to say that I can look back at all of my pictures for the past 10 years and say... I went to school there. I learned my ins and outs. I learned my life there. And I am happy.
Yeah. And I want to, as an actual New Yorker, born and raised, I can say I do admire that in you. Because I was given New York. You know, I was born here. And this is what I know. And I know I can't imagine coming from somewhere else and making New York your place.
I mean,
that's the word I'm looking for.
I'll say that. Like, It's true not. What they say. If you can make it in New York, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere, bitch. Like, if you can manage to get a job and have a life and get an apartment and, like, live and pay rent in New York City, you can literally do that anywhere else, because it's the fucking hardest to just find a place to live
in the city. Yeah, if you can thrive in New York, it's not easy, like, especially if you're not from here.
She's a mean old nasty bitch that wants nothing to do with anyone, but... Movies and TV make us believe that she's something she's not, so we flock there in droves, only to have our dreams dashed.
There is something to New York. I can't imagine being raised anywhere else.
Oh, I can't imagine raising children in New York.
I don't picture it being pretty.
I cannot imagine raising children in this city, or that city, in that year. Well, thank you so much for your questions this week. We hope that you enjoyed the answers and that you will continue to reach out to us in the coming weeks. So for the question of the week this week, wow, we got a lot of game engagement this week. Do you remember what the question
was? I'm happy.
I do. I am.
So last week I had inquired, since we had been hearing of all these duets dropping from these icons and divas, we had Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce dropping a Savage remix. We had Gaga and Ariana Grande doing a song together on Chromatica. And we had Doja Cat and Nicki Minaj working together on the Say So remix. My inquiry for you guys was, what diva duet would you like to see that hasn't happened yet?
And we got a few answers. Rixie NYC says Alex Noel and Jan. Just Jan. Battle of the High Notes.
I was surprised Jan didn't, like, reach out. I mean, and maybe she did. I don't know. I was surprised Jan, because you know she's been doing Jan's Jukebox. And I was surprised she didn't reach out to Alex Newell to be part of the one for this past week, because Alex Newell's song was the one that was performed.
She did it? I didn't see it. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, she dropped it already.
Yeah, that's cute.
Always throws me off hearing her do these Jan's Jukeboxes, because when she first starts, I feel like she tries to register at the level of whoever the original artist is, and eventually comes down to, like, whatever is her happy medium. So when it first starts, I'm like, wait, is she lip syncing? No, she's singing in her voice, but it's just, like, a little higher than I imagine it to be.
It's always high. It's always been high. It's Hibiscus says Selena and Whitney.
Oh.
Well, baby, unless we're going back in time, well, we can get a Ouija board and a mic.
I'm sure we could find, like, a Selena Whitney mashup, but we're not going to get a new song from them anytime soon. Actually, I think there is a video circulating somewhere on YouTube of Selena covering a Whitney song.
Oh.
I'm going to look for that, and I'll send it to you if I find it. I think that's... So you're definitely not going to find Whitney doing a Selena song.
No, not at all. You know, who's that bitch? I don't know her. gosh, I can't read this. I want to say Dominican_Colombian. I can't really make out what that's
called. Oh, that's actually one of my friends from high school. Oh, that was my fake girlfriend.
Your beard.
She was basically my beard.
Beard in high school. She was your beard before you could grow one.
Before I needed one, before I thought I needed one.
They say Maluma and Justin Timberlake. How do you feel about that?
I could see, you know who I would like to see? Maluma and Bad Bunny. I would like to see that porn. I'm sorry. Sorry. Not porn. I'm sorry. Do it.
I mean, also.
Because Maluma's cute, and Bad Bunny has, like, such a swagger to him that there's, like, I'm turned on by Bad Bunny's,
just the energy.
Like, vibe. Yeah, the energy turns me on. That
BB energy. Yeah, it's Bad Bunny. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Also, he's Puerto Rican. There's something about Puerto Rican men who live on the island, they always shave. Like, they're always hairless, and it's weird to me.
It's weird, because, like, Latin men are, like, some of the
hairiest. But you're hairless. You hairless yourself.
I am, but I think, thanks to my 23andMe, there's some Asian in here somewhere.
So it's part. Well,
This
conversation is neither here nor there.
It's just ver. Oh, wow. The quality of some of these came out really bad. Sorry if I'm butchering your names. They say they would like to hear...
Do you want me to help you?
Beyonce and Adele. No, it's fine. We're almost done.
Okay.
They said they want to hear a Beyonce and Adele song, which...
That's funny, because Adele has been saying for years that she's been wanting to work with Beyonce, and I'm really hoping that on this new album it happens.
Oh my god, can you imagine? If Beyonce drops another song during quarantine, I'm losing it. I just don't know what to do. I wasn't emotionally ready for the Savage remix in the first place. And now here we are.
Right, that came out of left
field. With another song.
They kept that...
How dare she give me? They a kept bop that under the wraps.
I don't know how they kept that under wraps like that.
Seriously.
No one knew that was coming.
How dare you give me a bop? I'm stuck in the house. I've got nowhere to go and nothing to do but a goddamn TikTok dance.
Stuck in the house and in the house bored.
Right. So you know I'm gonna just sit here and just make a viral video.
That was a TikTok reference for those of you who don't know.
All of you TikTokers, you cool cats and kittens out there.
Oh, no.
And our final answer is Sanchez the Duck? Gosh, I am so sorry, everyone. What? I really can't.
Where did you go?
The screenshots that I took from the questions are really hard to make out. Okay, sorry.
No, Peaches, I sent you screenshots that had the right answers. Dark.
Yes, and the first one was...
Peaches the Dark, yeah.
It's just T.S.
It's just silver.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's just silver.
Get it together, girl. It's just silver, said Beyonce in the dome.
And they say JoJo and Kalani. Peaches in the Dark says JoJo and Kalani. I could feature that.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't know?
Personally care for either one of those.
I just listened to JoJo's new album, which I think is cute. It's a very, like... R&B classic kind of situation. R&B standard, I want to call it. Mm-hmm. And Kalani always has nice melodic bangers. Well, not bangers. She's not like a really like banger kind of artist. But she has some songs that you've heard that I'm sure you bop to a little bit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I would totally listen to that. Well, thank you everyone for reaching out, for answering the question of the week. Ari, would you like to ask the people a question for this week?
So this week, the question that I ponder from you guys, and this is me stalling because I don't have it yet. Based on our topics of the week.
Meow, 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 meow.
I'll do you one better. I have it saved on my YouTube. Hold on.
Wait, well, no, can you, gonna I was going to say, can you get a question of the week without being distracted?
Yeah, not at all. There we go. I would say we had Ryan Murphy, we had the Marvel situation, Adele. I want to lean into the Adele. I just don't know what direction to go in.
What are your feelings about Adele? Where, how do you want to approach it?
I don't know if I want to approach the fat phobia or, like, make it a little bit more comical and just go into, like, what's her album going to be called? Because she said that she's not naming any of her future albums after her age.
Okay. Yeah, since Adele has lost all this weight and is no longer naming her albums after her age, what do you think she's going to call this one since her dramatic weight loss?
Dramatic weight loss, divorce,
and a baby. Mother. Yeah.
And she had the surgery for her nodes.
She had a...
It's just a lot of, like... There's a lot of, like, where can we go? Where are we going to go from here? I don't know if that's fun enough. I don't know if that's a fun enough question.
Well, it's Rona, baby. I don't know.
Should we just leave it at that? She's like, what's the name going to be?
Sure.
Or, like, what's the vibe of the album going to be?
Well, I don't know what the vibe is. The vibe will be weight loss, no matter what. Getting rid of shit.
No, whoa, I don't believe so. I feel like she films. I feel like she recorded most of this album before the dramatic weight loss.
Is it out? Is it done? Is it finished? I mean, she lost 100 pounds. She had to be recording while it was happening.
Did she say she lost 100 pounds? That's
being speculated. She actually hasn't said anything about her body. This is all
because
us.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Because it doesn't matter.
I feel like she should do like. I feel like she should come out like Billie Eilish. And only wear really long-sleeved hoodies, and baggy pants, and shitty green hair dye, and that should just be her new look.
Is there a way to cut the mic? Oh, they're just not here anymore. Oh. Okay.
I literally have not gone off on that many rants today.
No, it's not a rant. It's just like, I don't know where you're... I personally don't care for Billie Eilish, and I don't see... anything Billie Eilish being adjacent to Adele, besides the fact that they both did a 007 song.
Oh, there you go.
Talk to us about Adele. That's the question of the week. What are your thoughts? What do you see for her? What don't you see for her? Maybe this is too open-ended.
I like your, what is Adele going to name her next album?
We'll go with that. What's Adele's next album's title?
I think she's going to call it Snatched.
You think she has too many... You assume she has a lot of LGBT girlfriends in a room for her to come.
Didn't she go... Is she not the one who showed up at Pieces with Jennifer Lawrence?
She did.
Snatched.
That is
the name,
correct.
The new title of Adele's album, Snatched. She's snatching wigs. She's snatching waistlines. She's out. She's just snatching. She snatched her purse away from her ex-husband. Bitch, she's just out. Snatched.
Oh.
Snatched. Final answer.
I'm going to say it's going to be called Freedom. Freedom 20. And I gather that she might have a cover to George Michael's Freedom 90 on there. Ooh. And then everyone can do a remote music video. She can reach out to other singers or drag queens to do like a reenactment of the George Michael music video.
Oh, are we going to a bathhouse or a public restroom?
Everyone has to film at home. Hello, girl. Not everyone goes to the Met Gala.
I mean, I guess if you're at home, every restroom is a public restroom.
First of all, Freedom 90 was not a bathroom-related music video. Freedom 90 was the one where they had different bottles.
I'm thinking outside. I'm thinking Take Me Outside.
You are messy, and we should wrap this up.
If you have any questions, please shoot us an email, and maybe we'll read them on the air at theofficialshadeparade@gmail.com, or you can slide into our DMs on Instagram and Twitter at shadeparadepod. Remember to follow our Facebook group, The Shade Parade, and find our merch, live schedules, and all episodes of The Shade Parade. Go to www.shadeparadepod.com, and remember to like, comment, subscribe, and share. And that's it. We will be here for your listening pleasure next week.
I hope you guys enjoyed yet another hour and 40-minute episode that we did not need to record.
Yeah, sorry about that. But also, in the wake of COVID-19, if you would like to help keep the lights
on
here...
Stop going longer!
If you would like to keep the lights on here at the Shade Parade, please go on over to patreon.com/shadeparadepod. Bye!
Bye.
every time. Every time.